Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
Thank you. somebody ought to be encouraged. Well, welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E here live from the Now Network Studios. And yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, with our mixed panel of different guests that come on board, we will share and let the world know that Jesus is available for them today. And through our testimony, we'll also show that he can save the broken and the lost. And family, no matter how sinful or how broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. It doesn't matter if it's big, little, small, or large. Sin is sin. And when you ask him to forgive you, Jesus will and can forgive your sins, heal your wounds, and change the whole direction of your life. Yes, we're called righteous by making right choices. So family, knowing that following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. See, the moment I met Jesus, I'm talking about on my road of Damascus, he immediately gave me the opportunity to do the most important thing I'll ever be able to do, and that's share his love and tell about him. Yes, he'll send different people your way. He'll send different testimonies your way. But as we follow Christ, we come to lead others to Christ. And yes, it's our responsibility to embrace this privilege to follow him, share him, and his great love with anyone that we come in contact with. Family, again, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. It's been a minute. We've been on a resting period, waiting for new ministers and pastors to come on board and share the word of God here with me here on Monday nights. So I'm excited tonight. As you put out, you know, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. It says knock and not one, not two, not three, but all doors will be open unto you. And I'm learning through faith and by being able to share the love of Jesus and to connect with like-minded believers is that we're not far off. Just a couple of tweaks that we can get closer together in this thing and watch God do miraculous, say that with me today, miraculous work. See, I've always been accustomed to what the word says and how the word says that if you trust in him, trust in his word, he says that we should not just be hearers, but also doers of his word. It's important that as we come together and talk, as we come together in fellowship, that we all begin to go into that next level of relationship with God, which is really one-on-one, but it's so magnificent that when we come together, it seems like we're just alike. Amen. So tonight we have a special in-studio guest coming with us all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The man of God is Pastor Anthony Luckett. He is the senior pastor of St. Paul Church, again, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So without any further ado, I want to introduce the son, but to produce the pronounce the others, Pastor Anthony Luckett. Good evening, man of God. How are you?
Oh, good evening. Good evening. I'm doing well, Pastor E. How are you this evening?
Man, I'm blessed, brother. As you get to know me, I stay pretty consistent in what God is doing, and that starts with my attitude. So, yes, I'm great, man. I'm great. And you know what? Even if I wasn't, I'm going to tell you, I'm great.
Amen. You know, brother, you know, there's a saying when they talk about a person, they say they're the hardest working person in show business. I've been watching you, my brother, and I think you're the hardest, probably one of the hardest working men in the body of Christ, especially you know, with your Now Network. So I've been checking you out.
Well,
brother.
Hey, bro, we just obedient, and he gives us the strength to continue to push and to connect. That's what it's really all about for me here. It's connected with like-minded believers that we're actually, no matter if it's east, west, north, south, or any other geographical place in there, that we can all be on one accord. But, my brother, I'm excited, man. I was introduced to you by Pastor Valoris Brooks, who has been on this network, it seems like, forever. I think somebody needs to check that. I think 3 or 4 years that she's been connected with us here, and she introduced us and shared some great things about you. But I know I'm looking at your bio and the things you sent me, but I'm really not formatted as I think I shared with you personally. I like to give the people opportunity to tell people what they want to know. And so without any further ado, take a couple of minutes, man, and just tell our listeners, first of all, family, welcome and love on Pastor Anthony Luckett as he comes here to be a part of this network for tonight and share a word and a testimony. Come on, put your hands together for the man of God. Amen, 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 amen. So, brother, take a few minutes, man, before I get to plug in and asking questions, man. Just tell me a little something about you that our learners can learn a little bit more.
Amen. Well, thank you, brother, Pastor. You know, of course, he's introduced me. My name is Pastor Anthony Luckett, pastor of St. Paul Church. We're located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm the senior pastor of that church. I'm married, five adult children. I also I'm bivocational. My secular job, I work in IT support. I've been in information technology for over 21 years. So once you get to know me, you know, I love helping people, whether it's in the body of Christ or outside of the church. And, you know, I believe I was put on this earth to help others, to encourage people, you know, to be a blessing to them, to let them know whatever arena that they are in, that they could make it, you know, God has not forgotten about them and that he loves them. So I love preaching, you know, the word of Jesus Christ. You know, the greatest thing for me is to see a soul saved, to see people being encouraged by God, you know. So that's what it's all about. It's all about the gospel going forth, you know, that people can be saved. And that's just a little bit about me, you know. And just on my spare time, which I barely have, you know, I love watching science fiction movies. So, you know, that's just a little bit about me right now.
See, look at the humanity that we all have, because we all have something that we really like to do when we have time. I tell you one thing about your description of your ministry was the three E's and a L. It says to exist, to edify, equip, and lift up the kingdom of God. I like that, because you could have said to exist, to edify, to equip, and to lift up people, or the body of Christ, you know. But the kingdom of God, I like that, because when he tells us that we should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, is getting a real directional to where God would like to have us. I was sold when I read that part there. Where did God push you in that, where it seemed like you're making a statement that you're existing to edify and then to equip and lift up? How did you get that strong description there, my brother?
You know, I got that because, first of all, you know, really, Jesus says, if he be lifted up, you know, he will draw men unto him. And as, you know, as ministers, as preachers, you know, as the body of Christ, it's our job to lift up the kingdom of God. You know, I believe that's why, you know, we exist in the body. We don't exist to lift ourselves up. We don't exist to lift our ideas up. We exist to lift up God, to lift up Jesus, to lift up his kingdom, to edify him. You know, that's why we exist, and that's our jobs as preachers and pastors, to preach the gospel and let the gospel do its work. We also, you know, we exist to equip. You know, we want to equip one another. We want to equip one another to grow in Christ. We want to equip one another to be able to be disciples in Christ, where they can lead, you know, want other people to Christ. You know, Brother Pastor, when you are equipped, that means you can fully have the confidence to go out and do what God has charged you to do. For example, you know, when you get a new job, they equipped you with all the tools that you need along with your own development in order to be successful on that job. So God has given us everything that we need to be successful. He's given us the fivefold ministry, you know, the preachers, the pastors, the prophets, the teachers, you know, the evangelists, you know, for the perfecting of of the saints. So that's part of the equipping of the body of Christ and of one another. And then, of course, we always want to lift up the name of Jesus, you know. We always want to lift him up, you know. There's no name greater than him, you know. There's no name, other name given among heaven whereby men must be saved. You know, that name
Go
is Christ
now.
Jesus. So if we're not lifting up Jesus, we're lifting up the wrong thing, you know. We want to lift him
up
so he can lift up the weight of sin off of us, my brother. So we want to lift him up so he can lift us up and encourage us as well. So that's where I got that, you know. We want to point the ministry to heaven. If we're pointing it to heaven, you know, then God is able to do the work that he needs to do in order to save us and encourage us and to bless us.
Man, look, I'm trying to tag team with you today. You know, something God had given me in a revelation is that most of us are trying to wait on heaven. When Jesus taught us how to pray, he said that we should give our attention to heaven. It's like, our Father who's art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I love to spend some time in heaven, my brother, and be able to now transfer heaven through my obedience down here on earth. It's a dynamic thing in relationship with God. I'm really there with you. See, if I can let you go now, I hear that word bubbling up in you. But a couple other things. Now, you say you have five adult children. I've seen a couple graves. Wait, let me look at your picture again. I didn't look that hard. Hold on. Five adult children. You holding it good, bro. You holding it good. But what are your children? Are your children in ministry? Are they in a part of what you're doing?
No, they're not a part of what I'm doing. One of them, he lives out of town. The other four that they live here, so they're not a part of what we're doing in the ministry.
Don't feel bad. I got more that are not, but they're coming around. And eventually, I think when God shows through us our testimony, they'll be here. Especially when they see other kids coming around and being a part, they show up. So don't feel
exactly
alone. That could be a man up discussion about how us that have gotten our lives together and built good relationships that are still in a situation wanting our kids to be a part. So I don't know why that came up. That was just in the Holy Ghost, but I can tell you. I'm right there with you on that one. Amen. So look, this is your foundational scripture is Acts 4:12, which basically gives a clear path that salvation is for anybody. that there's nobody under the heaven given among men where we must be saved except through Jesus Christ. I'm excited for that because salvation is what we need in this land right now. But salvation through us coming together and understand and connecting and I think unifying on our salvation together is what I see God doing in this season of a pandemic, in this season of lockdown. I mean, my daughter asked me today, Pastor, are they gonna let you out yet? You know, normally my grandkids are here with me every summer. I give my daughter and my son and any of them that will send them for the summer, 2 months of the summer, I normally give them the time off. And this summer, this has blocked that. And they were FaceTiming me today saying, are they going to let you guys out? Well, it's the same thing everywhere. But in the midst of that, still being able to maintain and hold our faith. I like James when he says, count it all joy when we fall into various trials. Salvation is key in that, I believe, because of how we stay faithful with God. So I'm excited. I'm glad that we're connecting here tonight, and I'm ready to. I know you got a word in you. I know you got a word in you for our listeners out here. That we have. I see several visitors, but our lines and our board is up. I see our online participation is up too. I will say to any of our online listeners, if after Pastor Luckett is done ministering and you have a prayer request, you may be out there listening and don't know the Lord as your personal Savior and you hear something in this broadcast that changed your mind, we can get you right in. It's called a quick starter kit. We can get you going right away. We want you to dial 1, but you have to be active on the broadcast. That's 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. If you desire to talk to myself or Pastor Luckett after I can feel the anointing coming now from this word of God that's about release. So I want to pray for you, pray with you, my brother, and then give you the opportunity to speak into our lives. And then when I can tell that you're winding down, I'll come back. We'll wind it up. Ask if anybody out there would like to comment, get involved, and see what the Lord does from that point then. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we first of all thank you. Thank you for brotherhood. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for family. We thank you that it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by agenda, it's not by self, but it's by your will that we're here today to lift you up. So, Lord, we thank you for Pastor Luckett today. Lord, we thank you as he comes here willfully and submissively, not to us, but to you, to be used as a vessel. We sit at your feet now to listen to the word that you deliver through the man of God. Have your way. We say preach the word of God. Teach the word of God. Anoint us with his word today. And in Jesus' name we pray that as you go forward, everything you deposit will be sown back into you a million, billion, trillion fold and some. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have your way, man of God.
Amen. We thank and praise God for the opportunity on tonight. And the Lord gave me a passage of scripture. We're going to be looking at John chapter 1, basically verses 36 through 41. I won't be before you long. This show is titled Let's Talk Jesus. So the Lord gave me these scriptures, and they're definitely talking about Jesus, and they're talking with Jesus. So I just want to read the scriptures, and I'm going to go into the word. It's John chapter 1, verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, "What seek ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" He came unto them. He said unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon, and he said unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. So just from that passage of scripture, I just want to speak on a subject. Is Christ in your conversation? Is Christ in your conversation? When we look at these passages of scriptures, Jesus, he's having a conversation with some who are John disciples. And what I like about this passage of scripture, when you look at it, you see a lot of conversation going on. You know, we have conversation every day. We're conversating about the coronavirus. We're conversating about government and the president of the United States. We're conversating about if another stimulus check is going to come. We're conversating about all these other things. But the question here tonight is Christ in your conversation? Here we have Jesus. He arrives on the scene. And in verse 36, it says, "And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God." In verse 36, it says the word "saith." So that means that conversation is going forth. So when he said right there in that verse 36, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So when he said that, he got the attention of those that are around him. My brothers and sisters, God has charged us, God has tasked us to get the attention of those that are around us by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with. To get their attention, we're going to have to speak a word. We're going to have to say something. We're going to have to let communication come out of our mouths. It's very easy for us to talk about other things, but the question here tonight is, can you talk about Jesus? God has empowered us with the Holy Spirit to be bold, to go forth and talk about his son Jesus. He gets their attention when he says, "Behold the Lamb of God." When we see that word "behold," that's an attention getter, an attention gainer, and it's up to us to try to get the attention of those who are around us. In verse 37, it says, and the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. I like that passage of scripture because that tells me that Jesus was speaking with wisdom. The words that were coming out of his mouth were very profound. And when we speak with wisdom, when we speak, the Bible tells us to speak with the oracles of God. When we speak in that manner, my brothers and sisters, we will be able to get the attention of the people. But what I like, Jesus spoke and they followed him. By following Jesus, that meant that they wanted to get additional information from him. They were intrigued about Jesus. They wanted to get to know Jesus. They wanted to have a personal and close relationship with the Lord. In verse 38, it says, Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, what seek ye? Look at this passage of scripture. First of all, John lets them know. He says, behold the Lamb of God. Now, that's the attention getter. Then the next verse 37, the two disciples, they heard Jesus speak. So there's the attention getter. Then there's conversation. Then they follow Jesus. And then Jesus, he turns around and he responds. He says, what seek ye? Why are you seeking me? What is it that you want from Jesus? I don't know who's listening on tonight, but the question is, what do you want from Jesus? Why are you seeking Jesus? Jesus, he asked these two disciples a question, and look, right after, immediately they respond, they say, it says, they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? When we look at these passages of scripture, there's a lot of conversation going on. Jesus, where do you live? Jesus, where do you dwell? They had some questions about Jesus. And I like these disciples because they had something they needed an answer to. And they went to the source who they were standing right in front of to ask Jesus their question so it could be answered. Many of you may have questions on tonight, but the question is, have you went to God in prayer asking your question in order for your prayers and your question to be answered? Have you went to the Lord with your questions? The Bible tells us to make our requests be made known. So in order to get your questions answered, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to go to God in prayer. In order to get your questions answered, you're going to have a little talk with Jesus. Jesus says in verse 39, it says, and he said unto them, again, this is a short passage of scripture, but there's a lot of conversation going on, a lot of interaction going on. And when you have a relationship with the Lord, there's going to be interaction in between him and in between you. Sometimes you may have some questions, or sometimes the Lord may have some questions with you. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's good to know when the Lord is speaking to you. For the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear. Proverbs says, incline thy ear to the word of the Lord. So I like this because Jesus, he's conversating with these disciples. And when you look at this passage of scripture, it actually brings you some revelation. Here it is, my brothers and sisters. You have the kingdom, you have heaven and earth coming together. You have Jesus, who is the bread of heaven. You have the disciples who are on earth. You have both coming together for a conversation because the Messiah has arrived on the scene. See, I like this because the very Jesus who they heard about, who they talked about, now they're talking to. The very one they talked about, here it is, he's in the flesh, they're talking to him right now. In this passage of scripture, I bet there's a sense of excitement. I bet there was a sense of awe. I bet they were very intrigued because the Messiah had arrived on the scene. Jesus said unto them, come and see. And my brothers and sisters, we need to echo those same words. When they ask you, where do you go to church? Come and see. I know many of us are going to having services online. Some are starting to go back into their church building. But the next time a person asks you, where do you go to church? Respond with the words of Jesus and say, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with them that day, for it was about the 10th hour. So Jesus said, come and see. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The only way you're going to see the things of the heaven, in heaven, the only way you're going to see the things of the kingdom, first of all, you need to follow Jesus. We need to stay connected to the vine, my brothers and sisters. He says, come and see. My brothers and sisters, if you come to Jesus, you would definitely start seeing. You start seeing in the spirit. You start seeing the things of God. Not only will you start seeing, you will start experiencing what God has. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because sometimes we allow our natural eyes to fool us because we're seeing things through the natural eye. I always tell St. Paul, don't see with your natural eye. You need to see with the spirit. Because your eyes may fool you, but the Holy Spirit is going to let you know what's true, my brothers and sisters. Come and see, thank you. Come and see what the Lord has for you. Come and see what God wants to do for you. Come and see what he wants you to do for him. The only way that you're going to be able to do that is going to have to be action on your behalf. You're going to have to get up in your inner man, get up in your spirit, and see what Jesus is saying to you. They came and saw where he dwelt. See, my brothers and sisters, they wouldn't have been able to solve that if they did not follow Jesus. Oh, this is good, Lord. There are some things you're going to be able to see, or there are some things you're going to only be able to see simply because the Lord reveals them to you. I can't reveal them to you. Your friend can't reveal them to you. Your prayer partner can't reveal them to you. The only way you're going to be able to see is if you follow Jesus. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. So the Lord was so good to them, my brothers and sisters. They hung out with Jesus. They stayed with Jesus that day. See, that's what happened. That's what happens, you know, when you get to know Jesus. I don't know about you on tonight, but the Lord is so good that I don't want to let him go. The Bible says, for oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when the disciples, when they saw Jesus, they got a taste of him. They saw that he was good, and they hung out with him with the rest of the day. Whatever you do, my brothers and sisters, Don't get disconnected from Jesus. I guarantee you, if you give God some of your time, if you give the Lord some of your time, you will see how good he is. So they hung out with him. Amen. And you know, when you get to know Jesus, when you're excited about Jesus, you want to hang out with him all day, every day, my brothers and sisters. You know, sometimes I encounter people, I don't even know their name, I don't know who they are, but I hear them talking about Jesus. When they start talking about Jesus, I want to get in on a conversation. I remember some years ago, there was a group of men standing in front of my house. I heard the name of Jesus. Yes, this show is Less Jesus. They were talking about Jesus. I came out. I said, brethren, I don't know y'all name, but one thing I do, I know Jesus. I heard y'all talking about Jesus. I want to get in on a conversation. Those brothers, they said, come on in and get in on a conversation. And see, that's what's happened, my brothers and sisters, when you know Jesus. Like spirits bear witness, and they bear witness to the truth. I came tonight to tell somebody that Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by Jesus. But as we look at verse 40, and I'm almost done, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. See, he heard John speak. John was speaking. John was speaking. He was talking about Christ. He heard John speak. He was listening. Let me tell you something on tonight, people of God. There are some people out there, I don't know who this is for, there are some people out there, you don't think that they are listening to you when you talk about Jesus, but they are listening to you. So keep sowing those seeds. Keep praying for those people. It may not look like they're not listening, but I guarantee you they probably can tell you everything that you said to them. So John was speaking, and Andrew, he heard him. He followed him with Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother. I'm getting excited. So in verse 41, now finishing up, it says he first find his own brother. This is evangelism one-on-one. It's all about doing what God has called us to do. It's all about being bold in the Lord. Really, it's all about telling people about Jesus. He first find his own brother, Simon. So Andrew, he heard the Lord speak, and then he went and found his brother, his own brother Simon, and it said unto him, there it is again, that word said, that means there's communication. He said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted to Christ. We have found the Messiah. We have found the Lord and Savior. We have found God's only begotten Son. We have found the one who Isaiah prophesied about over 700 years before his coming. We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted Christ, the Christ. Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. Christ means the anointed one. Andrew says here, we have found the anointed one. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. When you find Jesus, when you find the anointed one, I guarantee your life will change. And if you read the Bible, you know the story. The lives of these men was changed from this point on. He found the one which is being interpreted the Christ. Let me hit a few more verses, then I'm done. It says verse 42, and he brought him to Jesus. There it is right there. My brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to bring all that you can to Jesus. Bring how many as people as you can to Jesus. Try to get their attention by trying to tell them about Jesus. And he brought him to Jesus. He brought him to the one that could save him. He brought him to the one that loves him. He brought him to the one that heals. He brought him to the one that delivers. He brought him to the one that supplies all of our needs. He brought him to the one that walked on water. He brought him to the one that fed the 5,000. He brought him to the one that casted out demons. He brought him to the one that raised the dead. He brought him to the one that fed the 4,000. Lord Jesus, he brought him to the one that was born through a virgin named Mary, a miraculous conception. He brought him to the one who died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day. He brought him to the one where salvation is in his name and his name alone. He brought him to the perfect one. He brought him to the Messiah. He brought his brother to the one who he needs. There are people out here struggling. They need Jesus. We need to bring them to Jesus. There are people that have trials and tribulations in their life. We need to bring them to Jesus. There may be somebody on the line tonight. You may even need to take yourself to Jesus. Yes, I said take yourself. Sometimes we got to take ourselves to Jesus. Our mind may not be working right. We may be in the midst of a sin, or we may be going through trials and tribulations. Sometimes you have to take yourself to Jesus. You know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and my mind is not right. I take myself to Jesus. I go to pray. I say, Lord, get my mind right. My mind is not where it needs to be. And right away, he refocuses my mind on the things of him. The Bible tells us to think on things that are just. Think on things that are honest. Think on things that are lovely. Think on things that are pure. Think on things that have good rapport. And all those things consist of Jesus Christ. I'm going to finish up with verse 42. And he says, and he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, that's good right there. He brought him to Jesus, and Jesus embraced him. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus will embrace you. Yeah. See, there may be some people around you that won't embrace you. Don't worry about them. Jesus will embrace you. There may be some people that have wrote you off tonight. Don't worry about it. Jesus has not wrote you off. As a matter of fact, he's got his arms stretched wide open, waiting to embrace you. Woo! You don't believe me? Let me echo the words of Jesus. All you have to do is come and see. Or let me put it like this. All you have to do is go and see. He embraced him. He beheld him. And here's where his life. He said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shall be called Cephas, which is by interpreted a stone. He changed his name. Thou shall be Cephas, which is by interpreted a stone. And that's what happens when you come to Jesus. A change comes about in your life. Notice the progression in this passage of scripture. John got their attention when he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And they were looking, two disciples. Now they heard him speak. They saw him. He spoke. And then Jesus turned and saw them following. Yes, God is watching you. He has not forgotten about you. He saw them following, and he asked them a question. What seek you? And they asked their question, Master, Rabbi, where do you dwell? Look at the conversation. Jesus says, come and see. And they came and saw. And then two of them heard John speak, and they followed him. It was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he heard him speak, and now he begins to do outreach or evangelism. He goes to his brother. Oh, that's good. See, Andrew loved his brother so much that he wanted him to be saved. And we should love our loved ones enough, and we should have that desire that they will want to be saved. Don't withhold the word from them, my brothers and sisters. So he told him. He said they found the Messiah, which is being interpreted to Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Ooh, he didn't send him by himself. Come on, brother, let's go. Ooh, that's what we need to do. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We need to pick our brothers up when they're down. We need not to leave them out there alone. There's somebody waiting for you. I'm jumping ahead to behold them, to embrace them, and to say, let's go to Jesus. Let's go to the one who could help you. Let's go to the one who would give you peace. Let's go to the one who could bless you. Let's go to the one who could supply your needs. Let's go to the one who can heal you. And finally, let's go to the one who can change you. There's some people out there, they're looking for a change, but they're looking for it all in the wrong place. We're living in a sinful world, and that very change that they need is Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And all the people say amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Great word. I heard the revelation God gave you dealing with the two brothers, but I'm going to tell you something that he dropped in my spirit. That there are some people out there that's listening today that are, you're trying to share the word of God, but you keep going away from home. I like what my brother here did. He went to his brother. See, some of us need to go share the word of God with people we know, people that are close to us. Look at the security in that. Somebody, you even said he loved his brother and he wanted him to meet Jesus, but he also went out and evangelized, but he didn't go out of his boundary. He stayed within his own comfort zone, and he got used to it. He did it. He shared it with somebody that loved him also, you know, and that wouldn't turn him away or that wouldn't listen. And behold, look what turned around. He brought his brother to Jesus, but also turned into a great evangelist for the Lord. Great word, man of God.
Oh, praise God. God be the glory.
Oh, yes. Hey, if you guys have been blessed this evening and you would like to chime in, give a comment, give a shout out to Pastor Anthony tonight. Dial one, come on in the conversation. If you're out there, that person I talked to before we got started and said you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, but the conversation tonight has lit a fire in you. We want you to to dial one right now. This is what this broadcast is all about. Area code 860, last four, 8002. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Welcome.
Praise God. Praise God, Pastor E. This is Prophetess Laurie from Hartford. I am
so
excited about that word. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just texted Pastor E a conversation that I had this morning with my African friend over in Kenya. And he asked me to do a live broadcast with him this coming Friday. And he asked me if I had a topic. I said, no, not yet. Let me hear from the Holy Spirit, and you know, I'll let you know. And as soon as I hung the phone up, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. You know what he spoke to me, man of God? Let me tell you how much you're on point. The same scripture, same verses. Behold, the Lamb of God. That is going to be our topic this Friday.
Praise God. Praise God.
I'm looking at it now. Confirmation that God spoke to me this morning. What
praise
an awesome
God.
Word.
God
that is the vein of God,
praise
the
God.
Heart of God. What he is speaking in this hour, that he wants us to share Jesus, and he wants the people to behold him, to behold his son. If nothing else, we behold in everything else and want everything else. But if we behold him, we will have everything we need. I am so excited. I am so excited. I really am. I'm just when you said 1 John, oh my, when you said John 1, and then you did verses, and then when you ever said, behold the Lamb of God, my granddaughter is laying here. She said, Grandma, what you so excited for? I said, girl, you just don't know. I had to show her the conversation. She looked, she said, oh my God, he's speaking the same thing that you speak.
Well, the word confirms itself. And one good thing that we can see in this is that when like-minded believers come together, it's not being preached at, it's being preached with. And that we can, that the voice of the Lord is being heard in your ear as well as coming out my mouth, and vice versa, coming out of your mouth. We're not hearing each other's vocals, we're hearing the Spirit of God, and we're being ministers of reconciliation. You know, see, an ambassador is someone who goes in, an ambassador. He tells everybody what's to come and what the standards are. That's what we've been called to do also. So it's just confirmation. Yesterday it started. One of my youth ministers came in yesterday morning, and she's only 7 years old, came in before church yesterday, and I said, what are we preaching? She said, we're talking about God. And I said, I know, we talk about God every week. She said, no, God love. And before you knew it, everybody looked around, and that's all everybody had been studying on was God's love.
Wow.
I believe we're touching into some things here, you guys. This isn't me. I don't believe in a mysterious God. I believe in a miraculous God. And when we can spark the Spirit together, we know God is moving. Come on, somebody.
Yes. Boy, you stirred up
my
spirit. Well, I'm telling you, oh my God, and what an awesome word. You preached it too. Oh my God. Oh, you just keep your heart in the vein of God. Wow.
Praise
Pastor
God.
Anthony.
I am
Pastor
excited.
Anthony, you wasn't even preaching 5 minutes before she hit one. Let's keep it 100. I seen her number go up there quick. I'm like, wait a minute. Something happened over there.
Well, praise God. That's what the Lord gave me. You know, I said, Lord, what you want me to talk about? And that's what he gave me, you know, is about that,
amen,
that conversation
God,
about
right.
telling
you
people
God,
about
man of God. You are God.
Well, here we got another caller. Area code 414, last four, 2563. Come on in, Pastor. Good, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
I was going to say, you know, you got to say my name. You know who this is, Pastor E. Listen,
here. Oh, you heard me say.
Pastor Anthony, listen, you was over here preaching. I am so excited that you have now connected into the Now family. I really and truly am. I believe that Pastor Luckett is a, you know, as they say, he's a silent person. He's a quiet person. When you meet him, he's not very, you know, he's a very humble man. He tries to not bring notice or attention to himself. But it's stuff like this that I've heard him preach, that he has fire and he has power. So it's not known so much in the city. So it's like, okay, man of God, let's take your voice past Milwaukee. Let's take your voice across this nation so they can really hear and know that this man studies the word of God. He's true to this word of God. He really is an encourager and motivator to me, and it's always a word. So I praise God that you are now connected with the Now family. And not only this, listen, I was over here, the amen crowd. If he would have unmuted me, you could have been like, you would have heard me, amen. Praise God. Preach, Pastor. I'm over here yelling at the phone.
I just didn't want to start. You know,
exactly. You know,
the broadcast, but I was like, amen, and Chewbacca, and oh, hey, what is it? Oh my God.
What did you just say? Like, did he just drop some knowledge right there? Like, he just dropped some knowledge right there. Hold on, I should be taking notes on that because, you know.
Tonight, see, that's why I listen to the archives, because I can sit down without having to manage the board and worry about when somebody's going to end. Tonight, I'm going to absorb in this word tonight and with my notepad and continue to grow in the word. Man of God, you did great. When you can shake me, and it's not many who can, you know that it's a confirmation of Jesus that God is doing here. So I'm excited. Hold on, Pastor V, don't hang up. I want everybody's line is going to keep stay on, but I know there's some fire moving. Minister Terry, welcome. Come on in. Let's talk Jesus.
Good evening, beautiful family. I'm just listening to you all, and Pastor Luckett, welcome. I'm listening to you teaching out of John. And we know John. John is about love. Mm-hmm. And you started off with that, with love. And that's what love's going to do, is save the soul. Amen. That was the word I just heard flowing as you were speaking, was love.
Yes.
God bless you. And we welcome you. And we look forward to being family in our fellowship together. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
I didn't tell you this ahead of time. It's not me. It's the team. Once you get on board here, it's going to be hard to leave, because they will be tagging you and liking you and following you. And this isn't about personality. This is about unity. This is about I don't know if I shared with you the acronym for the Now Network, but N is not. O is R, and W is will. And that makes all of them. It's not our will, but it's the will of God here. And it is definitely moving right now as we speak. I'm excited. Anybody else out there? Come on, dial one. We got a couple more minutes. I see that our healed, anointed prophetess Lisa is on board. Now, you know she's in recovery. I'm not sure if she wants to come on. But dial one, prophetess, if you would like to come on. You know, we'll pray some more. We'll slay some more, but we'll also Shabbat and give God a mighty praise for the miracle that he is doing in you this day.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And like you said, as far as us being family, you would think that we've all met each other and hung out with each other, been in one another's houses and had dinner. We ain't laid eyes on nobody on this line. But that's how close we are, that
that's,
it sounds as if we just live down the street from one another, and we so across the world.
Praise God.
That's right. And that's where I think this is a great opportunity for us to keep expanding. And like I said, it's not about numbers. It's about people having an opportunity to hear a true word of God. And the qualification is Jesus Christ, and you did that tonight, man of God. And nobody else is dialing in, Pastor Luckett, we want you to share your ministry with the network. Let us know if you are streaming, how we can listen. If you're on a number, any means that you're getting out there, please share it here on the network that we can help promote and get the word out there. We believe in you, and we believe in what God is doing with you, and we would definitely like to be a part of it.
Amen. If you want to watch our services, you can go on Facebook and you can send me a friend request. I'm Anthony Luckett. We have our services live on Facebook. We're also on Zoom, and I would have to get you the number for that, Pastor E. You know, we're live on Zoom as well. and we're live on YouTube as well. So we go live Sunday mornings 9:45 a.m. That's our service time. Tuesday evening Bible studies at 6 p.m. And these are all Central Time. So if anyone would like more information or, you know, the number that you can connect to us on Zoom or the links to Zoom, you can go ahead and, again, request me as a friend on Facebook, or just send me a messenger and I'll get that information to you as well. And one thing I do want to say is we've been hosting services outdoor on the open lot, and God has really been blessing. You know, and what happened this past weekend, you know, the word is going forth and people are in their houses listening. And I went up to a family and we gave away some eggs. We had a lot of kinds of eggs. And one of the guys, it was funny, he had a beer in his hand, but he told me what I was preaching. So, you know, the gospel is going forth and we thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Man, it's awesome. And that, you know, we're having fun outside. We got the youngsters coming. This Sunday was a miracle Sunday. If you guys want to see a miracle, y'all, I'm not trying to get you to watch what we do, but go watch Sunday's service. And this 7-year-old young lady took praise and worship over. Never done before. Never practiced it. Never gave her the words. But I'm telling you, It's so awesome to know that if you're sowing good, good will come out. And this young lady coming to the church and being ministered to and ministering with and given the freedom to feel at liberty to share, just stood up there with me and sung the worship songs with me. I mean, I'm about to fall out again. She just blew me away. And also just blessed us yesterday and prayed for us. Do not forsake the children, and let's be a lot more conscious to what we're saying, what we're letting them listen to, and the information that's being deposited in them, because believe me, it's going to grow one way or another, good or bad. Bless you, man of God. Go ahead and pray us out of here, and we look forward to continuing staying connected with you, and we'll talk real soon. And bless your family, bless your ministry, and everything that God has you doing. Go ahead and pray us out of here.
Pastor, what's your Facebook name again? Anthony Lucky?
Anthony Luckett. Yep. I'll send you I'll connect us all.
Okay.
Yes, Luckett. Luckett.
Yeah. Okay, I see it. Thanks. Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord. We thank you allowed us to come together in your name, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth on tonight, Lord. We thank you for the connection. We thank you for the family. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the word that went forth on tonight, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we pray that this word reach somebody, Lord, and we pray that souls were saved. We pray that lives were transformed. We pray that people were encouraged on tonight. Heavenly Father, as we leave this broadcast, but never out of your presence, Lord. Heavenly Father,
Lord,
keep us together as a close-knit family, Lord. And Father God, may we sleep peacefully tonight and rise in the morning to continue in praise and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, love you guys. God bless you.
Have fun.
Bless you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.